Dakota County Board of Corrections meeting Monday, May 11, 2015 at 4 o'clock p.m. and Board of Commissioners meeting at 4:02.
Okay. Call the Board of Corrections meeting in order. Will you please stand and join me with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Commissioner McNear from the meeting today. He's wife's sister passed away, so if he phoned me this morning, he won't be able to make it.
I'll second it.
A motion carried. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near to the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, April 13, 2015.
I'll make that motion. I'll second it.
Moved by Commissioner Lurie and second Commissioner Busquet. Motion carried. Call roll, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Motion carried. New business. Terry.
Okay, we had a report for what went on during the month of April. County inmates, or is it 98? Federal inmates, 7. We had total in-house of 105. That is the highest average daily population since September, so we're on our way up with the warm weather. For the calendar year, we're standing around 89. In the fiscal year, about 96. And we're not too far into the fiscal year, so the fiscal year reflects pretty much where we were this last month. We have increasing number of inmates. Our calendar federal income was $59,222, and our fiscal federal income was $191,861. Average per diem dropped to $55.05 from $56.95. We were 16% under budget for this previous month of April, or a little better than $25,000, and we are about $111,000 under for the fiscal year. We took in 114 April bookings, and April work release was a little better than $2,000. Now, I went to that jail conference that was held in Kearney. I think I sent you guys an email to that effect. We're keeping an eye on Law Bill 605. There's no question that the state intends to do something about the jail overcrowding. And their idea, I think, of doing jail overcrowding is to transfer that to the counties, and we'll be able to overcrowd ourselves. Having mismanaged their affairs, they're not going to try and mismanage ours. And that comes as nothing new. I think there is a philosophy in the unicameral that you balance the state budgets on the backs of the counties. Not living in this county, I can probably say that, but it's the way it is. I've seen it openly discussed that that's their philosophy. I was surprised that the governor would veto a fuel tax bill. I don't think roads and bridges grow on trees, and I don't think an inmate beds grow on trees. It's going to cost some money, and somebody's going to pay the price. And I'm afraid it's going to be us. So we're keeping our eye on that bill very closely to see just where this situation is going to take us. One of the proposals, and the 605 is a fluid situation, but one of the proposals, and I pointed this out, was that a Class 4 felony would have a mandatory probation for a sentence. Nobody gets jail, everybody gets mandatory probation. And it would not be possible to violate someone's probation simply on the basis of a failed drug test. So you'd be on probation and you could do all the methamphetamine you wanted without any fear of ever being revoked. So what that does is to decriminalize drug use in the state of Nebraska. Now that thought process is about as shallow as a mafia grave. You know, and that gives an idea of where we are here and the desperation that I think that the legislature feels itself in. So we're watching all of this thing down the line. And we'll see what takes place. But there won't be a lot we can do about it. Now, NACO is sitting on the sidelines.
Really?
And that was when I went to the meeting for Nakamon in the morning, Wednesday morning, there was a lot of discontent being expressed that our advocacy group, the Nebraska County Association, is just sitting there watching the world go by.
That is disappointing.
And I think we should probably get a hold of our NACO representative and express to them our desire to keep the funding off our back. The governor was there, and the governor addressed the assembly for about 6 minutes on the opening day, and I didn't take any comfort from the governor's statements at all. So
NACO is against the 605?
NACO's not doing anything.
They're not doing anything, or what?
Time to say is, look, you guys made your bed, sleep in it.
So we have
coming
no
down
idea.
Here with your dirty sheets. You guys made that.
We don't know where they stand on whatsoever.
No. When they built Tecumseh, for example, they needed 900 beds. Okay, so what they built, 900 beds. Where's the expansion? Where's the foresight? You know, and now we're stuck with 900 beds, and we need 1,100. It wasn't built for it. I understand, just briefly, we have some kind of a prison riot situation.
Mm-hmm. Guilty.
How much do you suppose overcrowding had to do with that?
Yeah.
Everything.
And I absolutely do not want to have that situation in the county jail. We're not immune for having some type of a deal like that if that gets out of hand with our populations.
So your recommendation to the board is...
My recommendation would be to go to NACO and say, look, hold the line. Under no circumstances do we want any mandates from the state, unfunded mandates, or we're going to take your inmates or you're going to expand the situation. Because Kim's county attorney, right? Mm-hmm. Suppose that we ended up with persons charged with a Class 4 felony who really need to be in jail. What's the alternative? If you can't charge a higher felony, you charge a reduced misdemeanor because that person goes to jail. Where do they go to jail? County jail.
Yes.
See? It's a trap that we just have to avoid at all costs.
Okay. Well, we need to get a hold of them and let them know our feelings, I mean, or way of thinking of this 605. Any more questions for Terry? Is there any more... did you learn that today?
Well, we learned quite a bit of things, you know, in terms of operational management and what have you. But this is just the things
that affect
our money propositions and the long term effect of.
When will we know if the bill goes or not?
Whenever the legislature closes, they're getting close to passing the bill or doing something with it.
Be soon.
When they go to the first week of June?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
First week of June.
If you're watching on the internet, you can see where this has been changed, and now this has been changed from that, and this. So it's a fluid situation. The bottom line is, they know where they're going. What they want to do is a transference of costs, but it's the road and the means of getting to the transference of costs is still up in the air.
Okay, on the first round, do we know where it was at, the first round?
Okay. It's moved out of committee. I mean, it's heading for a... For a vote.
For a vote, yeah. Hmm. Be some,
we kind of knew this was coming, though, because, I mean, this has been a couple-year process, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You know, that's like knowing you're dying. If the big day comes, you're still dead. So it's no comfort to know that bad things are coming down the road. They're going to arrive.
So, any more questions for Terry?
Huh.
If it is, and Terry, it's a nice report, and thanks for that information you bring back to us.
Nice job with the budget, too, so far.
We got 2 months left.
I know, so far, I said.
Okay.
Thanks, Terry.
Correction committee reports. Mail emergency meeting. Mail emergency business. Public comment about correction. If there is any, we move to the regular Board of Commissioner meetings. Since we already did the pledge of allegiance, so we need a roll call for the regular meeting.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
I make a motion to excuse Dick from there.
I'll second it.
Motion to excuse Commissioner Marnier from the meeting today. Roll call, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. According to the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near to the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, April 27, 2015. Approval of the payroll claims. Approval of the accounts payable claims. I sign out the payroll claims and everything's under as normal, some control. So, approve and contract service agreement between Dakota County and Sulim Cares about substance and abuse for $10,981 to coordinate the 10 court juvenile diversion program in conjunction with the 2015 Crime Commission Community Based Juvenile Services and Aid Grant. Approval of Resolution 15C-016 to increase the overexpend budget for the Communication Center Emergency Management by $50,000. Approval of the Resolution 15C-017 to increase the overexpended budget for the Veteran Service Officer by $9,000. Approval of the Resolution 15C-018, declaring surplus personal property and obsolete and not usable by the county and appointed agent to dispose and save property. Among the consent agenda items, everything has been approved and not approved, but been talked. And the last part of the G, approval of resolution 15C-018, John is willing to help us with dispose of said property, but in order to do that, she needs some help. And I suggest that contact Rick and maybe he can help him out.
So that Rick Jensen.
Rick Jensen. Is that okay?
You need to remove it from the consent agenda so that you can discuss it.
Okay. We'll do that. We need to do that.
I would move to remove Resolution 15C-018 from the consent agenda items and put it in new business.
I'll second it.
Move and second it to remove the agenda. This 15C-018 for the new business. roll, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, new business. Let's go on.
So, far as the consent agenda items, okay, A through F.
Excuse me.
I will make a motion to approve with the two resolutions, the 016 and the 017.
And I'll second it.
Move and second to approve the consent agenda items from A to F. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion carried. New business. Approval of Resolution 15C-018, declaring the surplus personal property and absolutely not usable for the county and appointing an agent to dispose the safe property. Would John and Rick doing that?
We're going to do that on a Friday, John. Is that what you're thinking?
It's June 5th.
So the help you need as far as getting everything set downstairs, is that where you're going to do it at again? Just getting everything moved down there?
So you'll probably get maybe a road or two to come in and help.
Yes.
What's so that? If Rick needs help,
okay.
Give Fred a call. Okay. Send a couple guys in for a little bit.
Okay.
From the road.
So is that okay, Fred?
What day is this going to take place?
June 5th.
June 5th.
What time, John?
9 to 4.
Well, a lot of the offices take, whatever they cannot take down. Will they take most?
They have
some already, and I just had another request this morning, so.
Quite a list, sir.
I know.
Okay.
So we need to make a motion on that to take care of the surplus. I'll make that motion, and that Rick and a couple of the road guys will come and help.
Rick and Joan be agent.
Yeah, Rick and Joan be the agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need a second?
Second.
Motion by Biscay and seconded by Roddy. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Motion carried. New business. Roy Tramp, 511 Eagle Drive, South Sioux City, submitting a petition requesting approval for the second exit road to be built, for the Millsville area. Okay, Roy, can you stand on the podium and state your name for the record?
Roy Tramp, I live in Mills Beach area, long time, 50 years or something. And we have a problem with the trains since they moved the elevator in there. I talked to Dick this morning. He says it should have been handled when they, well, Lincoln Grain was the original elevator, and they originally promised us a road out there, but it has never happened. But they did. They said we could come in. They put a, if there's a train blocking it, we could go out past their place, but now they got a paddle, they got the road locked, well, just about all the time, except when they're open. So we need a place out of there just for mostly emergencies. I mean, I don't know how many of you have appointments. Every time you have an appointment, you have to be somewhere, and pretty soon, toot-toot, and you're half an hour late. It gets really old quick. So we need a place out, a way to get out. I made four. We had a petition here from all the people that live out there. I'm going to pass it around there so I can get around to 20. And I made some options. These are just my ideas. Is everybody familiar with the area? Are you?
Yep.
Okay, the first option was along the railroad tracks to the highway, straight north along the highway to Hattacat. Second option was along the power, the south end of the power power lines, which is, that was, to me, is our favorite. I think it would be perfect because you wouldn't be bothering anybody and you wouldn't have to put up with the dust. I mean, it's just out there, just dirt, nothing but dirt all the time. With the elevator and the roads, there's roads everywhere, every side of your house. There's people driving all the time. And that would go to the along the highway and then fairgrounds. Okay, and the third option is straight north on E Avenue, and that's between our place and Hohenstein's. And there's probably, I'm thinking, I counted them when they did, was going to put the power lines over there, 70 to 100 trees there, mostly cedars, and there's some big cottonwoods, and that would go over to Larry's Road. And the fourth option would be by Walt Heinemann's, it's in the Parkaways, and then there's the road's always been there. It's always, since we moved out there, it always went to the lake. That was all water when we moved out there on the north end, so. And we don't, you know, how people accumulated all this land, all this is survey. It was surveyed under the lake at that time. Because our north survey, our land is surveyed from the north side, from the north by the lake. So that's apparently a section line. Because 164th Street is not a section line. The section line's the half a mile south of there. That's a section line. That's where they survey from. And so that would be the fourth one. That would be the simplest. If you could figure out how to get to use the Larry's Road, if you could, that would be the simplest. It wouldn't be hardly any, the road's there, but it would have to be built up to get there to Larry's Road, and the county would probably have to take over Larry's Road. But Larry's also got some houses. He's got some land, four houses graded up. It's probably on the east, right north of Marty's house. On that side, he's got like four lots or six lots graded up for that he's going to sell for houses. So that's going to have to be that'll have to be a public road that he's got. If you look at up there where he's got alfalfa sowed now, that's where it's going to be. So I just drew a small map of it, and I wrote a little thing here on what I thought would be. I just thought the number two were the long ripped on the power lines. For the dirt and all the way along the highway, there's a road there now. You guys come in there from the field, I'm sure, last year. There's a right along the east side of Marty's Lake.
We've never come in on off there.
Then, well, there's somebody else that comes.
Dave Jenkins.
They come in. It's a roadway right there. So you're not, the only property you'd be taking is, I don't like to take farm ground out of production, but that only property would be right along the post, and I really don't know how far they're, I don't know how much right away they buy. How much did they buy, do you remember?
I think they got 66 feet.
66?
I think 60 or 66. 30 feet on each side of the poles, I think.
Is theirs all right?
The power company.
Can you farm right to the poles then?
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean that's still your...
Yeah, that's place? Still farmable.
That's farmable.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that was, I think Marty gave them, didn't Marty give them the whole thing? That part?
Marty, he just gave them an easement, too, on his side.
Yeah.
They just got a permanent easement to go in there and do any utility work or anything like that. But when you buy an easement, it doesn't give that company ownership of your property. You still retain ownership. They just buy an easement through there.
Just to use it.
Their poles and to service their lines and stuff like that.
So I just drew a little map like that on it, and then I just had just my, that was the options, 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's just my thoughts on it. Going west, I don't foresee anything west because Larry owns everything west, and you know there's and everything north. I mean, there's no, you know, it isn't like there's a big need on any of it. It's just something that they want. I mean, they still want us to have it, but we it's getting worse.
Yeah.
The train situation is getting worse, and I hear they're putting another elevator. Cargill's putting one out by Oral, and there's another big grain collector. And I says, it's great that they can have a place in the country where they don't have to go in town, but I feel sorry for the truckers. I mean, that mess up by the highway, to get on the highway, is a mess.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Everybody that drives a truck knows that.
There is one other option, and I contacted the safety crossing guy for... He's kind of over all of that, and he told me that he was going to contact the railroad to see if they would get a hold of me and we'd go out there and talk about it. But the other option is on the north side of the railroad tracks, that's open all the way to 77.
Yeah.
If we could go along the railroad tracks all the way back to 77, and before the crossing, we'd have to make another crossing to go over the railroad tracks. If we can get them to agree to do that, that would put us back on 164th Street and let you guys go back out onto 77. The trains have to back up so far to get the signals to quit flashing, so that's why they do block 77, but it's not for an extended period of time. And then they do have to back off the rail. And if the distance is correct, then that would give us a place to put a crossing there. And they parallel tracks all over the place with county roads or streets, you know, like up from McMaster, the old McMaster Grain or Peavy Grain, all the way to
the old Roundhouse Road,
it parallels. Over in Sioux City, they've got them paralleling all over. So I think that gives us an option. It's just getting the railroad to buy onto it.
Did you like the idea, Roy? I mean, what's Reed proposing?
It really doesn't make any difference how we get out of there. Just
as long as we get out of there, right?
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, just a few weeks, it wasn't that long ago, and I just come home. I have aeration hours at night, and I come home, and it's sitting there. So I wait, and I waited and waited. I waited for like 20 minutes, and yeah. I could see where nothing was happening. So I calls 911, and she says, well, can we call you back? And I says, yeah. So she calls back a few minutes. She says, oh, there's no engineer in the train. So it was sitting, I was on the end of it. I mean, the end of it was about a block east of the intersection. And it's sitting there, and so pretty soon, about 20 minutes later, here comes a van down 164th Street, about 50 miles an hour, and he goes down there, and pretty soon the train is going. But I says, you know, it's just little stuff like that. But I mean, it's probably more at night, but it's a lot of times, they used to be, I feel sorry for the people that have to be over to PPI and all those. Those guys are really on-time stuff.
Right.
And here they are, sucking around. And they don't come fast. When the guys, just yesterday morning, they were going out to, they parked it out by the west of the, go to city, or west of between Jackson and South Sioux, they park the train out there. They only go about 10 miles an hour. I mean, they just hardly move along. And, you know, I thought the reason the new ribbon rail, and we got a new crossing there last week, they had it closed for a day, which it worked out a good. It's a nice crossing. But I thought that was supposed to be so they could go at least 30. But they just hardly crawl through there. So it just takes forever. So I don't know. It's just, you know.
I think that ideas that you have here is working, you know, it's a good idea. But I think recut ideas, you know, is easy and more visible for the county. I will suggest, if the board agree with me, wait until the next meeting on the 26th. In that meantime, maybe you'll be able to get a hold of the...
Keep pushing them.
Keep pushing them. And if they let us do that, I would think that will be the solution, don't you think, Roy? I mean, what do you think?
It doesn't make any difference which way we go.
As long as we get it done, right?
Yeah. I don't think west is good because I don't think you're going to deal with... Well, they got a new road in right besides... Well, another new road. Alvinace has put one in there by... I mean, it's less than 50 foot from the house. And he come... Anyway, and he promised Fred, and Fred, that he wasn't going to be no trucks on that road. That was just for his private use. Now he's got trucks out there, and they're coming regularly. So, I mean, this...
He did not promise me that.
He promised Peggy. That's when she lived there, that he wasn't going to bring any trucks down that road. Now he's driving trucks out. So, I mean, I don't know. You just have... There's whatever way you go, just off the way I suggested, there's going to be some opposition. So you're just going to have to, it's going to have to be brought out.
Where the pile of corn is, right, to the north of that, who owns that? Is that Larry's? And then it goes
Cargill,
then it goes to Meyer Pallet, which is...
Well, Jason owns part of that in there where the old Joe Mack building was.
Yes.
Dave owns
that. He's got 20 acres there.
20?
Yep.
So he goes quite a ways west.
Then Albanese is on the rest of that farm.
Yeah, then the one side is Meyer, then the other side is the...
See, when we moved
Mark,
out there, the...
And then the...
right.
When we moved out there, the lake was still there, out there, on the north side, and I couldn't figure out when he put the gas line across. He said, well, we got three petitions to sign, for the easement across there. Frank Brown owns the middle. I said, how could he own the middle? It's all water. Everything's water. Everything was underwater when we moved out there, but he owned the land, apparently the land. I don't know how they did it. It was underwater, and he still owns the land. Clausen owned the north side, and Frank Brown owned the middle, and then us. He said, well, I got them all three now. And I said, well, I didn't know anything about it because our property starts from the northeast corner, goes so many feet south, back west so many feet, and then to the water's edge. That's what it says. And it still says that to this day.
I suppose it's the same way when the river was channeled, the Caritian ground was... The owner's just...
Yeah.
The center?
He had a farm or something.
Ground, yeah.
Apparently had a farm there
the
at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was...
But we still had...
They owned that land.
But see, the water
lake was the same way.
Water was still on the north side when we were there.
I think it was my first year sitting on this board, and I remember the issue came up. And I know that Bill said that...
I was on that committee. Fred was on it.
Yeah.
We met with Bill. Bill Church is here. We met with him quite a bit. And, you know, we tried... Met several times out there. Met with landowners. I think Larry and
Holstein.
We're going to make a copy.
Talk to Ty or not? I don't think they live around here, do they, Rick?
The Ty girls.
The Ty girls.
No, they're out in Wallace, Nebraska, and one of them in Omaha. Right. And I could talk to them and see if they're up to selling the whole parcel. You know, and if the county could buy part of it off of there, it would give them more access to selling their property if they had a road there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Be more saleable.
The road is right. If it went that way, it would be easy, and if it's dirty, which it will be, I mean, everything is just dust, sandy stuff. It's continuous dust. You get up along the highway, there's all kinds of side roads along the highway you get down towards Omaha, especially when you get closer to Omaha. All around those cement places, you see side roads right beside the interstate all over. I mean, it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
The railroad in Cargill, though, create the problem, they should be part of the solution.
Right.
And I think your idea is probably a good one if they would go with that. If it was an all-weather one-lane road, it'd be better than...
Well, right. I talked to this guy, it'll be 2 weeks ago, and they were supposed to get a hold of me last week, and I haven't heard anything, so I was going to contact him again this week and see what had transpired. But
When you talk to Enrique, what it looks like? I mean, he was just
he really don't have any control over them. If you complain to him, then he takes it to the railroad. And he told me that he was very aware of that crossing, and that he couldn't say that my idea. I told him what I wanted to do, and he couldn't say my idea was any good. He'd have to fly with the railroad. So we just still need to. I'll recontact him. And I know that, you know, if we can get crossing across that railroad track, I wouldn't think it'd be that big a deal. We might end up paying for it.
I have what? No idea what that costs.
Yeah, I don't have no
this
idea.
This would be go on the north side up to...
It would run all the way along the north side of the railroad tracks all the way, not all the way to 77, and then we'd have to recross the tracks and get to 164th again, because we can't pop out on the interstate.
Right.
They won't let us.
Right. And then where the tracks get closest to the road, and then they kind of, you know, they swing and they go back this way, and that's
yep.
in that area probably.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you okay with that, Roy? And then we're trying to do our best, you know. And
yeah, I know that. And I feel sorry for it. I know exactly what you're dealing with, and I know optional people, and they got this, and well, we got to have this. Well, they don't have to have it, but they think they have to have it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not that anybody that has any of that property needs any.
Roy,
they can live without it.
Roy, is Marty Holmstein, is he willing to sell the east end of his parcel to put a road there?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Marty. I don't really see Marty much. He's
yeah.
He was not originally when we talked to him, whatever it was, five years ago.
I would guess not, but I don't know.
You know,
the only thing, originally, the only thing he didn't like people that close to him is for people going fishing, but I think all the fish got killed a few years ago with that freeze in the winter or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's got fish in there anymore or not. I think, I don't
know. You know, those Wilkerson girls may be more apt to sell on the east end of their parcel off if we could put a road along the north side of the railroad tracks and then parallel that fence all the way to Larry's Road.
Yeah. That would be good to do.
What don't you know, since you guys know it, those person, you know, why don't you get in touch with them and ask them, you know, in the meantime you contact the railroad person, railroad personnel, and the meeting of the 26th, Rick, would you work on that?
I'll work on it, and I'll have, for our next meeting, I'll have an answer.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Is that
thanks,
okay,
Rick?
Okay.
Okay.
Not
thank
a
you. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
Thanks
for working out. Miscellaneous. Fred Kell.
Roll to report. April 26th to May 9th, road report. 168 total road maintenance hours. Tree debris and removal, 29 hours. Culverts, 13 hours on Lutton, 39 hours on Nottoway. I replaced a couple of culverts. Carbage pickup, hour and a half. Gravel hauling, 2,540 tons of aggregate. Section inspection, weed complaints, 13 and a half hours. Weed spraying, 20. Sign repair. Barricading, 6 hours. 8 barricades. Road concerns, 1. The road needed to be graded on 230th Street south of Hubbard. So we had a few more since it rained, but
not pretty much rain before. I had 1.5 inches yesterday at our place.
You did?
Yeah. In a long time. For all
wow.
15 minutes.
Hard rain.
Four.
What'd you get in Homer?
3/10.
Really?
Yeah, we had pretty good rain. Any question for Fred?
Fred, is there, we've got, I should know this, we've got 7 blades now, don't we?
Correct.
So what do you got, the A6 come back on here eventually?
Yes.
Is it A6?
Yes.
Okay. So we get an operator?
Yes. It has done a little bit of grading, but apparently the operator didn't write down 8
okay.
hours.
All right.
Oh, that was you.
Wow. I didn't want to name any names.
You did a great job, too. Thank you for doing it.
It was okay. I went on check.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you. We're moving into mail and emergency business. We got Leo here as the direct response to Jerry and Shirley towing the landlocked farmland situation.
I talked to Scott Boscate today, and
did you know him?
Yeah, very well. But anyway, Jim Tuig, remember he had an issue with Bill Fitzgerald up there on his parcel.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went up there and we resolved that issue, and now they've moved into this issue. And it's actually his sister and Lou, their dad's, when they did the estate, he gave them all a parcel of ground. Well, they have to cross Jim's to get to theirs, and now Jim is denying them access. It's not a county issue. It's a personal issue on them, on their easements, and there's nothing we can do. So I just they're going to have to argue it out themselves and probably get some attorneys involved. But once you have easement across a parcel of property for so many years or whatever, they cannot deny you access.
It stays with it for like 7 years, isn't it?
I don't even think it, you know, if that parcel of property was owned by that Tuig family and they just split off the parcels.
Oh.
You know, he got 40.
The road's always been there.
Yeah, she got 40 and the access is there. There's no fences in between the parcels. They farm clear through both 40s. It's just, and he wants $100 an acre for the access. So he wants $3,600 a year just to have, so that they can go in there and farm. So.
A couple years ago or last year, or 2 years ago, that might have been okay, right? It ain't the big deal now, is it, Billy?
Rick? No.
No. But.
So it's just a family?
Yeah, and you know, as far as easements go and stuff like that on personal property, we have no name in the game, unless it was a county road, and then we would, but we don't. And there's no county road in that field. There's no minimum maintenance road. There's no access entrances. There's
looks
nothing.
Like it's down there right in the middle of nowhere.
Right. This is his parcel. So there's no fences in here. They just farm straight through it, you know.
So they're going to probably have some other issues as well when it comes to farming if there's no...
Well, right now, they won't allow anybody access to go on there, so Scott's not farming it. And he don't want to get in the middle of it.
How many acres is this right here?
40. He farms for both people, and he wants to stay out of it. Her attorney, the Shirley Tuig's attorney, told her to put it on the agenda, and I don't know if it was just so it was on record or what.
But we need to wait for the affidavit, don't we, Jones? I mean, there's an affidavit that we need to wait on, Kim?
Yeah.
So soon, you know, we better wait until see the affidavit is going to say, and then we go ahead and do whatever the board wants to do it.
So
with no affidavit here, I mean, there's nothing we can do in reality until we have the affidavit in our hands.
Yeah.
Do you think there's an easy file?
I don't know. I don't believe there was an easement. I think Lou Tuig just divided that parcel of property up, and now Jim won't let her access her 40, her inherited 40.
All right.
So once this affidavit gets, are we going to get involved here, or we're not going to get involved? Or
whatever they tell us to do, whatever the affidavit says, right, John?
Well, then you set a hearing.
Then we set a hearing, right?
Because it's landlocked.
I mean, that's the procedure. I mean,
like I say, that I don't think it's going to get battled out here in the commissioner's room. I think it's going to be a group of attorneys that are going to take care of it.
This is what you think is going to end up with?
Well, Kim would know better, but you know, what could we do? Or is there anything that the county commissioners can do on an issue that?
Well, under 39.17.13, if it's landlocked, isolated land, the person can present to the board an affidavit, and there are different requirements in here they have to meet. And once they do that, asking for access, county board shall appoint a time and place for hearing, which hearing shall not be more than 30 days after receipt of the affidavit. Application for an access road may be included in a separate petition instead of an affidavit. So basically, set it for hearing.
I think, yeah, like you said, Tony, just wait for the affidavit.
That's not
and
their
go
choice.
Go from there.
Yeah. We need to wait and see what happens and then go from there. Is that okay?
So basically, if her attorney is telling to bring it to us, we will make a decision on this.
Like Kim said, they'll have a hearing on it.
They'll have a hearing on it. We'll go from there.
For another day, I guess, obviously.
Yeah. You always learn. Let's wait for the affidavit on this matter, and we will see what happens in the next meeting. I hope we have the affidavit by then. Anything on this? If it is, and we've got the commission committee report.
I have a report. Last week, the Dakota County Public Safety Service Agency met for the fire department, the 5% sales tax, and we got 4 proposals from different engineers, and we meet tomorrow night to basically get our questions down, because the following month we are going to give each firm an hour to sell themselves to us and present to what they have to offer. And there's some other issues with bonds, and we're trying to get all that ironed out. We got to get with John Tracek, is that correct? And but yeah, it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be good, but it's going to be a lengthy ordeal.
Yeah, situation.
But yeah, so it's fine. Yeah, it'll be good. But yeah, so that's what we're up against there right now, is we're just going to try to figure out what engineer firm is going to take the reins. There's a lot to iron out, because you have all these different entities involved, and they have boards, and then we have our board, and it's
really interesting. Huh?
It's going to be an education.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Scott, for taking that time and be part of it.
Oh yeah, my pleasure.
I know you.
My
do.
Pleasure.
Any more commission reports?
Let's see. LAC meets tomorrow.
Yeah,
are you right on that?
So, did I hear you say that Mary passed away? Dick's wife?
No. Her sister.
Oh, her sister passed away.
Mary's sister's.
Okay.
Yeah. No more reports from commissioners. Okay. If it isn't, public comment. Anybody from the public would like to make any comments on...
come on up, state your name, yes.
State your name at the podium for a record. And
my name is Michelle Anderson. I live out at Mills Beach at 578 Eagle Drive. And I have 2 stories about the railroad crossing. One, I was coming home from Circle S. I was there for 15 minutes, so I called the comm center. And she said she'd get a hold of the railroad and call me back. So she got a hold of the railroad. And needless to say, an hour and a half later, I was home. And then also my second story is I do work at Tyson. I haven't had an issue in the morning, knock on wood. I've never been late. But one afternoon coming home, this is last fall, and it was 90 degrees outside. Tyson is very cold, so we wear warm clothing.
Heavy, yeah.
So it's 90 degrees outside. We're sitting there at the railroad crossing, sweating. They had put a sign up, and I read that to the lady, and she said, "You're in Farrell, Nebraska." I said, "No, I'm in Dakota County. I'm in, so I'm by South Sioux City, Nebraska." So she gave me the number of the engineer. I called the engineer. Oh, it's my day off. Oh, so he got a hold of the other engineer. And needless to say, about 45 minutes later, we were crossing the crossing and going home. So this is, and, there's a lot of people that do live out there and work at, like, Tyson and PBI, sure. And, you know, and to be late for work, I'd hate to have to call Tyson and say, you know what, I'm going to be, I don't know how long late, because I don't know how long it's going to be for the train.
The problem I have with all this, and it's without a doubt, it's a bad situation, but say, for instance, if the time that they had that closed down last week, obviously we had emergency services where we knew that they were going to take an alternative route if there was a situation out there. Now, what happens if they go there, if there is emergency down there, and the train's there? So then I wonder if they have a backup plan at that point in time of how to get in there?
No.
I'm just asking that question.
The plan was to go west through Cargill's property and go out the gates.
But the gates are locked.
Yes.
Apparently they are. So, yeah.
And I've walked down there. I don't see how they're going to get an ambulance through there.
Yeah,
because they're sloped roads, and how are you going to get an ambulance through there?
Yeah, it's, and the thing is that, the 28 residents, I think is what it said, regardless what happens, this is going to be an ongoing problem until there's a solution, because, the houses are not going to go nowhere. Once people start perishing there's going to be people, it's just going to be an ongoing problem. So, and I like I said, Bill, Fred, there's been a lot of talk with us over the years. We just hope that we can find a solution for you guys. It's important that we really try to do that. That would be aggravating. I couldn't imagine sitting there for an hour. I'd be
driving the train.
I'd be furious.
Scott would be on there.
Yeah.
Thanks for you.
Yeah, it's a bad situation.
Hang
in there with us.
Thank you very much. I'll work on it in the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah. Rick, the moment you really get into it, I hope you
I might even have to call Warren Buffett.
I've been in the peanut gallery for a long time. And I think this would precede you, because Bill McLarty was on the board. I was here the day Burlington Northern came and said, if there's a 911 call, we'll have the track cleared before the emergency vehicle gets here. Obviously, that's not true. So, I don't know what else they'll tell you, but, let's not let any more grass grow under this. These people have been coming to you for years. They've been patient while you tried a lot of other things. Nothing has gotten you where you need to go.
When you're dealing with the railroad, obviously they're next to God. We know
that.
Right, right.
Yeah. They're the second largest landowner in the United States.
Right, and then when you're dealing with Cargill people, mm-hmm. and then you got all these landowners out there, you think that there would be a solution?
There is. You have the power. I know you don't want to use it, but if you have to, you've got it. And you've got a ticking time bomb out there. It's just a matter of time till something really bad happens out there. And it's going to be on you, and I don't think you want that. So let's not let any more grass grow under this. Let's see where we are in 2 weeks.
Suggestion, Sally, the power that we got, to give us an idea, what kind of power you want?
It's called eminent domain. We've got a safety issue here. You can do it. I know you don't want to. You've tried all the other things, but you can do it.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally. That's a good point. Good point. Yes. Common Prawn, state your name for record.
I'm going to try to make it short this week.
William Church.
Sure.
Rick's right.
You want to relate it to Citizen Church.
You go along them railroad track. But the only problem is that railroad is not going to give another outlet on there. I guarantee, just about guarantee it. Try it. Work on it. That's great. Bill and I, we worked on this for a long time. And my proposal, and it's the only way, but it's going to have to take some ground, and it ain't that much, from Marty Holstein's. It's a family deal. I understand that. But when they put that new power line through, if that road followed alongside that power line and go right over to the four lane and then just shoot right off on the east side of his lake and then come out at North Shore.
That makes
I know Larry won't give them. Because,
no.
see, all that housing over there, it comes under, they got a housing association.
That we're talking about.
And my wife is a very good friend of Larry's wife. And they discussed this when we found out that the radio was going to shut us off for almost 8 hours or whatever. And she explained to my wife that there's no way. He couldn't open any gates or anything, let anybody through. And because of the housing association. So we let it ride there, you know. And we wrote it out for the day. But we got some elderly people out there that's, you know, medically dependent on different things. And but, like, I'll just make it short now. Yeah, if you work with the railroad and see what we can get, that'll work.
I'll work on it.
I don't know how close that'll be to the four lane where you have to turn out and get on the pavement again. No,
well, it'll be back. It'll have to be. It'll have to cross over there.
At least 100 yards or better?
Well, I think it's 150 feet from the crossing that it trips the trips the signals to shut off.
Oh, okay. I don't know for sure.
But I'll work on it.
The only way is going to be, and still, if nothing else, if the railroad won't give us any easement across their tracks again, it's going to have to go.
Right. You know,
that's it. And if we have to get some ground away from people, I mean, which it ain't going to hurt nothing. You don't farm it.
But we do. We farm all the way.
Oh, I understand that section along the power lines.
But if we can get the railroad to buy on to letting us go along their track with a road and then go along the east end, mm-hmm. I think the girls will buy onto that more so than along. And that would give us a higher grade to grade the road up.
Sure.
You know, along there. I will, I'll get a hold of the Deb Jamison and Kathy Wilkerson. They're the owners of that property there. I'll get a hold of them, and then maybe Bill can help me out with Marty.
I was going to say, if you guys got...
Because I know he was a little upset the last time we was trying to work this out. And
well, maybe we'll have to put some fence up, chain link fence with, you know, something so people can't access this lake, because that's one of his issues.
Yeah, there's nothing there in that lake anyway. But there's people that probably would.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess if you can make it clear as well, is this would only be accessible if there's a train there. Otherwise, you would not use that.
Oh, that could be. Yeah. That could be.
Yeah. Right. And unless there's a train across there. That's
as long as we got a road out there in case of emergency.
I agree.
That's all you need, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to propose to the railroad, too, you know. So I'll work on it.
And what would you rather drive on a concrete road if there wasn't a train there, or a dirt road?
Do what?
Like Rick just said, if the same type of proposal, they'll only use that road unless it's, you know, obviously you would jump across the track if there wasn't a train there to go on the concrete. And that was 164th?
Yeah.
Yeah, there has to be a solution.
I'll have an answer for you at the next meeting.
There's been times when there was trains blocking and just sitting there, and they've gone through your field.
Oh, I've seen them.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're going to do it.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
and here's Susan,
Mr. Chair.
Glad to see you're out and about.
Yeah. Oops. Susan Church.
Hi, Susan.
Long time no see, guys.
Long time no see. Thanks for coming back.
I heard, but I didn't hear it here today, did I, about you suggested putting a sign up for the railroad to see both ways?
We did, and Fred and I are working on the verbiage of that.
Now, that sounded like a good idea. You know, if they just keep that road open.
It'll have to be something that won't be able to be on county or railroad right-of-way, but we'll...
Yeah, if you're going to put a road in anywhere, any kind of an access road, another one, and then you sit here and say, but you can only use it for emergency, when's it going to get maintained? I mean, it has to be maintained all the time. Winter time, that's got to be plowed in case there's an emergency.
Well, that they're on the county, then we'd have to keep it open.
Yeah. We came in to do the Mills Beach, we'd do the emergency.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of the deal with the grain elevator, you know, with the key. Well, then we found out, well, they didn't maintain it anyway, so what's the difference?
Wouldn't be able to get out anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
So I think the signs sound like a good idea to me.
Or
I mean, they could be biggies, so they see them.
We're working on it.
Thank you.
Both ways. Both ways.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Any more public comments? If it is, and thank you all of you guys. It's a great concerns, and I think that the truth of the matter is that the emergency situation and myself says, you know, it's bringing it up to the board. So let's get some action, and I think Rick is going to get into it, and I hope we can get something done for you guys. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, but I don't know the business. We didn't adjourn.